Watching Zofia Joshi dance, you would not think she'd lived with Parkinson's for 5 years. She's uncomplaining, saying she doesn't shake much and only endures sporadic stiffness. Remarkably, when she dances, any rigidity disappears.
Physically, it makes me feel good because it's a form of exercise, let's face it. That's really, at the end of the day, it's fun, but it is exercise. The mental aspect is, you know, being aware of your partner and being able to respond to his movements.
People with Parkinson's find it very difficult to move, and that's partly because they have a problem with the internal cueing of their movements. And what the music does is to trigger the movements that are trapped inside.
La Trobe University's Professor Meg Morris is a world-renowned expert in Parkinson's. In conjunction with dance researchers at the University of Melbourne, she's at the centre of breakthrough trials using dance to assist alleviate some Parkinson's symptoms. She is helping lead a global study into its healing effects.
People with Parkinson's have low dopamine levels, and what the dancing does is to increase dopamine and serotonin and other neurotransmitters to make people feel better, but also move quickly.
My balance has gone right out the window. So even just standing here still now, I've got to think about it, consciously think about it. Otherwise I'm taking 10 steps back. The discipline within the dance, in the moving forward from the hips, it just makes you think a bit more about how you're stepping and how you're standing sort of thing.
The Dancing for Parkinson's project is run with a growing consortium of people worldwide. Professor Morris collaborates with colleagues in Italy, Amsterdam and Ireland. John Sewell was diagnosed with Parkinson's more than 13 years ago. He finds the dance classes help him mentally as well as physically.
It gives you a better balance for a start. It's fun, you know, overall it's fun to do. Which any exercise or something like that is always important to enjoy it.
Global momentum for Professor Morris's expertise in treating Parkinson's and running the dance program shows no sign of abating. This year, she will return to work with colleagues in Europe. For more information, visit the La Trobe website at www.latrobe.edu.au.